their location on Stony Point. This residence contains 3 bedrooms. It's a single-family residence on Lot 20, Fieldstone Bluffs, with the 3 bedrooms. Have a maximum occupancy of 8 people. 4 parking spaces. And the 138 Stony Point Drive would accommodate no more than 8 persons. And that's the only changes.
Nobody to speak? So let's move on to Stinkweed LLC 130.
Case number 1649, 130 North Tuscany Drive, Stinkweed LLC. That's it on the corner.
I want to stay there.
You misunderstood me. Go ahead.
The resident contains 3 bedrooms. Three bedrooms translates to maximum occupancy of 8 people, 4 parking spaces. And that'd be our only staff recommendation. Sleep no more than 8 persons. The rest are the same.
Okay. Nobody to speak on that.
That's all yours.
So now you want to say?
Yeah, I'd just like to address a couple things that were brought up this evening, or kind of give a little bit of background. I mean, I know that we sold a lot of properties based on the Taney County letter and our conversations with the HOA. We started managing out there in 2011, managing one of the owners who spoke to you last month, Mike and Leslie Dixon, who had had theirs on Branson Creek's rental program. So that's how we kind of got started out there. Whenever Branson Creek stopped doing it, we came in shortly after that. And everything was fine up until, you know, July, August of this year. And then I got tipped off that there was a large email chain going around from the residents that they were going to start bombarding our phones, our emails, our messaging, which, you know, we put up with for you know, while, tried to handle it very nicely. I spoke personally with Susan Smith numerous times, provided her with how we, you know, we even tried to change our rules that we present to our guests to, you know, accommodate them, because we never want for, you know, those owners to feel like our guests are invading their space. So we, you know, all of our guests have to, at Branson Creek, have to digitally sign before they ever receive a confirmation with how to get into the unit of what the guest regulations are or what the HOA restrictions are. We were okay for a little while, you know, doing that. Provided a direct line to us to call with any complaints. You know, we took care of them. The incident that they're talking about with the monster truck, I have the documentation regarding that. Stacy Blevins called us about 8:15 that evening, or actually sent us an email. I apologize. Sent us an email with photos that she had been provided. She also drove by there at 8:30. We called the guest. She drove by there at 8:30, and there was no one out there. We had that conversation with the HOA, and everything, to our knowledge, was fine. So a lot of these things, like they're talking about, kind of are maybe a little bit, and I understand it's their permanent home, but like with the grills in the driveway and everything like that, whenever we speak with the HOA, it's not an issue, but we're being told, and our guests are being told, that we're doing something illegal, and we're licensed realtors, and we are trying to abide by whenever you guys sent the letter, all of our owners, we immediately encouraged to sign up for the vacation rental permit, and we've just tried to do everything like we can. The breakdown came with Susan and Karen after we would not tell our guests they couldn't use the pool. When we first started renting in 2011, the association asked us not to advertise the clubhouse pool, but with the vacation rental, guests want to have an amenity. So we had advertised the smaller pool. I said our breakdown all came whenever we refused to not allow our guests access to that pool. So we managed for a number of owners. 3 of them, including Stinkweed LLC, are here. That family has purchased three homes in that area and one in Stonebridge. They're here all the time. They are not just absentee owners who don't take care of their property. They're some of the best owners we have. Our Branson Creek owners are all some of the best owners that we have. So I just wanted to clear some of that up. And then also I did have a question about the fire suppression systems. And I don't know if you guys can answer if this is a question for the fire department. But is it correct that in Eastern Taney County, they do not require a fire suppression system as part of the Division III permit?
I can't recall having one come through East for Central Taney Fire.
Oh, is that Central Taney Fire?
And all of the planning staff.
Yeah, Dean Donat, I think he actually had two. And that's
could have, that's correct. Yeah, we just refer them to Central. I have no idea.
So I guess
it's their regulations. It's their separate entities, I guess. Mm-hmm. But the staff just recommends that they contact the appropriate fire district.
Okay.
Depending on the location in the county that they are.
Okay. Anything else for me?
Anybody got any questions for her? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're moving on to Brad LaCour.
Case number 1650, this one's 670 Amanda Drive, vacation rental. Applicant and representative is Brad LaCour.
Are you Brad LaCour?
Mm-hmm.
Here's our location.
Have you had supper yet?
No.
Neither.
We are actually kind of getting the office pool back there, had it much later, so I'm going to lose some money on that deal.
Just to get you an idea where we're at, just to our left on this screen is Long Creek Bridge. So this is one of the last roads to the right or to the north before we hit the Long Creek Bridge going west. There's a little bit closer view. Pictometry view from the north.
It's kind of an old picture, but okay.
Brad LaCour seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division III special use permit allowing for nightly rental of the existing single-family residence. The residence contains five bedrooms. Single-family residence was constructed in 2007, is 7,500 square feet, home located in the Oak Lake Estates. With the five-bedroom home, maximum occupancy would be 12 people. And would require six parking spaces. This one had a negative 3 on the policy checklist scoring. The only difference is number 6 at 670 Amanda Drive would sleep or accommodate no more than 12 persons per night. And the rest of the staff recommend are the same as the other nightly rentals.
Anybody got any questions for Brad?
Seems as if you guys have had enough of these.
Nobody got any questions? Okay. Sandy Miller.
Probably going to freak out when I say this. No problem. I live literally right next door. My house is the one right next to his, and
right
I've got
there.
The largest property butting up against his. Across, oh, yeah, that one.
That one.
The big, yeah.
Okay.
That one's mine. And my neighbor across the ups, the next one up, she's fine with it, too. We have no problems. He's got plenty of parking down there. You can't hear anything down at his house. He can't hear me. It's, yeah, we're fine.
Technically, I've had 150.
Yeah. He's had a party so big, I didn't even know he had it down there. The way the house is all sit and everything, it's great. We don't hear nothing. We don't see. It's, yeah, we're fine.
Did
I don't think I was home that first for most of it.
Thank
I was
you.
Gone. Yeah, right here, Derek.
Do you have any more to speak?
Yep.
Okay.
DK and NK LLC, 177. No more names on that one.
That's what I was wondering.
I'm Nancy Klein. I own 177 North Tuscany. I wasn't prepared to speak tonight, but I've heard several things here that that I agree and I don't agree with. And I'm feel like I need, instead of introducing myself to you all, that I need to introduce myself to all the neighbors at Branson Creek. I'm an original owner. Since 2006 at pre-construction, we bought at very high price. We live on the eastern part of the state on a 10,000-acre ranch. And we could have literally bought anywhere, but we came to Branson. And I fell in love. My real estate agent took me all over Branson, and I fell in love with Branson Creek. I'm a horsewoman. We were promised equestrian center. We thought, what a great place to retire. And I can bring my horses because we'll have an equestrian center and we can still vacation at our little villa. Well, in 2008, the prices dropped. We literally were only able to come once or twice a year because my husband is a rancher. So I thought, well, we need to sell it. And we kept coming for just two times a year. And in 2015, I said to Luann, put it up for sale. You know, we can't continue to do this. I have paid homeowners association fees. I have paid taxes for twice a year to come. And for everyone else in Branson Creek to use the facilities, I never got to use them. I watched Murder Rock be built. I watched all of, and I wouldn't really care to have people on top of me because I live on a 10,000-acre ranch. So I decided, well, we'll try nightly rental. And believe me, I do empathize with some of the issues and the problems that the residents have. I wouldn't want some of those either. I have to say that I was the third person that bought. My neighbor that I share the building with was the fourth person that bought. He keeps his car in my garage. One of the first things that we did, we decided to do it, I said, we have to go talk to Steve and Lynn. And so we did. And they said, hey, do what you got to do. You know, you guys have been great neighbors and we're hardly ever there. They would check on our place for us. I said, if there's any problems, you make sure you call us and let us know. And I would call intermittently to find out, or when we were visiting, we would get together with them. No problems. We don't even know sometimes that you have anyone there. But I manage it myself, and I have to contend. The original ones along the lake, there are three bedrooms. There's no loft. I do have a closet. I do have windows, and I do have doors in the third bedroom. And I feel like I've done a really good job managing it. I only allow six adults. If they have children with pack and plays or small children, it's okay to have one or two extra, but no more than that. So I feel really bad. I'm not an HOA fan, let me say. Had I thought that Branson Creek and the Fieldstone Villas were going to be on top of each other like they were, I might not have chosen to purchase there. But I do love it. I'm on the little cul-de-sac, and it's wonderful when we come here. We celebrated my mother's 90th birthday here. She came from Florida, and she lives in a condo on a golf course with an HOA, and it drives me crazy. But I do love Branson, and I'm hoping that we can retire here when my husband finally decides to. So I don't know if you have any questions. I feel like I have been a good resident, and I don't feel like any of the people that have rented from me have had anyone has had any issues with. I think maybe the trash can might have been an issue once or twice because Republic didn't pick them up. It was on a holiday. So, yes, sir.
Do you have someone local?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And she happens to be my insurance agent. And she also cleans nightly rentals for another neighbor, and she maintains it. And I also have a maintenance friend that will check on it. And for me, it's actually better because I'm 5 hours away on the other side of the state to have people coming in and out and using. Because, I mean, my one time I came in, the refrigerator was gone and everything was gone.